bless you and praise you.
Log Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise God, beloved. Praise God. Praise God. Glad you are able to join me on today. This is Apostle Evangelist William Foster calling from Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. I'm glad you could join me on today. Excited to share the second part of the second series of this message, talking about, yes, Lord, praying up the standard and believing God for His power of His promises. We'll want to come back from, or to, should I say, Acts, the 27th, going into the 28th chapter, going to bring you up to speed, telling you about how, oh God, where you had to fight your enemies, and your enemies were trying to fight against you, but there is a way that you had to hold up your standard against God, or against them, I'm sorry, with God's power, with God's word, with God's promises. Ah, Jesus, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you in the name of Christ Jesus for your blood. We thank you for considering us even on this day. We bless you for blessing us to see this day, God, one we have never seen before, one we'll never see again. So, God, because you have made this day, Father, we pray that you bless us to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, and to bless you and to be able to be a blessing to one another, to be able to be a help to one another, Father. Lord, we appreciate you for your love. We thank you for your standard that you raised up and reared up against the enemy concerning us. Lord, now I pray that you bless your children. I pray that you bless your people. I pray that you move the mountains and bind up every burden, oh, God, and tear down every stronghold of hassle in the mind, oh, God, for the stresses and strata that will try to come throughout the course of the week to come. Now, Father, we do understand, Father, that, oh God, tomorrow is a day that is not promised to any man. But, Lord, we do thank you for your blessings and your strength, God. For in that we may see it or just get a chance to see it, that, God, we will be blessed and bless you in it. And, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you open up our eyes, hearts, minds, and ears that we're going to read and what we want to hear and receive from you, God. Lord, I'm just a simple mere man, a vessel, God, being chosen to be used by you. Continue to fill me that I may fill your people, God, with your precious gift of the Holy Ghost and the blood through your words, God. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. And we pray, Father, amen and amen. Now, my good people, coming from Acts, the 27th and the 28th chapter, the latter part of 27, where I told you all about how Paul was in a ship. And the men that he was in the ship with, they were on their way to a place. But there was a storm. There was a storm. Yes, there was a great storm that was in their lives, a storm that had come up and caused them to have shipwreck. And the men were caught up in fear. And the things that they were trying to do, they were caught up in a mischievous way. They were trying to, oh God, be pretenders. They were trying to bring to naught, oh God, that they were doing something that was, oh God, undermined, that they didn't want anybody to know what they were doing. Ah, Jesus, but how many people know that a lot of times when you're trying to do something, or when the enemy, I'm sorry, is trying to do something, oh God, the Lord is a revealer. The Lord is a revealer of the secret thing. The Lord is a revealer of the hidden thing, of the dishonest thing. Ah, Jesus, and Paul had to learn it in a lot in his walk as he went on, oh God, going with the men of God to different places and going on to try to finish the mission of Jesus while he was gone, oh God, in his stead. Now, Jesus, when we see where, oh God, there are so many ways where God tells us to go right, but we still choose to go left. God tells us, oh, I have a way that's planned for you, and you must follow that road. You must follow that way. You must follow that passage. But, oh God, as children and as, you know, men and women of God, sometimes we forget that we are sheep. Oh God, many of the Bible says have been led astray, oh God, are led to the slaughter. Oh God, as sheep become dumb. So dumb sheep have to be led by someone or something or somebody. Oh God, so God called Jesus to lead us with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will do what? Lead and guide us into all truth and righteousness if we would just open up our hearts and minds and ears to hear and listen and to see what it is that the Lord has to say. I believe Habakkuk said it so very well in Habakkuk 2. He said, I will go up on my post and I will stand, watch, and I will hear and I will see what it is that the Lord has to say unto me. He has told me to write the vision and to make it plain. So today we want to understand that, oh God, if God has given us a vision, or he's given us a visionary to help us be led unto the place where he will cause us to be, oh Jesus, then we need to learn how to walk upright, oh God, and to hear and to obey the voice of God through the leader. Yes, Lord. The Bible says you must pray to know them that labor among you, so we must pray for our leaders, pray for those who have authority over us that, oh God, are in charge of us or with us to take us to a greater place. And these men who were with Paul, oh God, the angel of the Lord had already given him a charge in the night, giving him a dream, letting him know that, look, those who are under you, they are not going to die if they don't lie. But they begin to lie, and a lot of people begin to get fearful, oh God, of the things that were happening to, oh God, the ship, because they, oh God, did not listen. They didn't heed the word of the voice of God through the man of God, telling them that if they would just do what the Lord says do, that they will live, that they will make it from the dangerous, rough places of the sea, of the storm of their life. Jesus, and then Paul went on. My God, the people went on. My God, I want to start, my Jesus, at Acts the 27th chapter. I want to go to the end. Says verse 42, he said, the soldiers planned to kill the prisoners to prevent any of them from escaping, from swimming away and escaping. But the centurion wanted to spare Paul's life and keep them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and to get to land. The rest were to get to their planks on pieces of the ship. In this way, everyone reached the land safely. Then we got over to verse 28. He said, here it is. He said, once on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders, or the barbarians, showed us an unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Paul, he was gathering wood and a pile of wood, a brushwood, and he put it on the fire. And as he put it on the fire, a viper, oh God, driven out of the heat, fastened itself on his hand. Islanders of the barbarians saw the snake hanging from his hand. They said to each other, this man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, his justice will not allow him to live. But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. After waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. There was an estate nearby that belonged to a Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and for 3 days entertained us hospitably. His father was sick in bed, suffering from fever and diphtheria. Oh, God. Paul went in to see him, and after prayed, he placed his hands on him and healed him. When this had happened, the rest of the sick of the island came and were cursed. And were cured, I'm sorry, Satan will rebuke you. They honored us in many ways, and when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies that we needed. Now, I need to understand something. I want to go also over to Jeremiah, to the 30th chapter, because you have to understand something, that there's something very powerful that happened right there. In Jeremiah 30, the 30th chapter, beginning at the 17th verse, look at how God did for what he did for Paul. He was delivering him from the storm that he was in. Oh, God, delivering the men from the storm that they were in. They were all coming in on broken pieces. They were all messed up some kind of way because of somebody's disobedience. Oh, Jesus, let's go there. Let's go there. Let's go there. Look at what he said in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, beginning at the the 15th verse. He said, why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable, for the multitude of thine iniquity because thy sins were increased. I have done this thing unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thy adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee or steal from thee, all God shall be stolen from, and all that prey upon thee will what? I give to the prey. Watch what he said. Verse 17, this is us, this is us, this is us now, this is us. He said, for I will restore health unto thee, O God, and I will heal thee of all thy wounds, said the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Wow. And thus said the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent and have mercy on the on his dwelling tents. His dwelling places, I'm sorry, and the city shall be built up on her heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and a voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall be not a few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Look at what he said. We have to understand. When we're going through the toughest and strongest test of our life, it seems like the storms are on every side. The storms are not just on every side, but the storms are raging. Because if you skip down, the Bible says even in Jeremiah 30 and 23, he said, behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, and a continual whirlwind, oh God, it shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. So God is saying, look, I understand there's some things that are happening in your life. You were once, oh God, in a place of destitute. You were once in a place of, oh God, being hard-heartedness. You were once in a place of, oh God, being stiff-necked. You were once in a place of being stout-hearted. You were once in a place of being rebellious. You were once in a place of being disobedient. But I have caused, oh God, something different to happen for you. Like those men, they were begin to see Paul as a God. You got to understand who Paul was and what Paul was, what Paul used to be. Paul was a murderer. Paul was a person who stood up and murdered the saints because he thought he was doing something good, not just for himself, but he thought he was doing something good for the Lord for a split second. But pride came in. So when pride came in, pride was the father and covered so many things. Oh God, oh God, it covered fear, it covered shame, it covered, oh Jesus, being, oh God, destitute, it covered, oh God, you know how it is, it's denial, yes Lord. So but Paul, he had to get his stuff together. The Holy Ghost blessed him in the way where he was going, trying to show him, look, you're doing the wrong thing. My God, God had to actually knock him off an ass, knock him off a horse, a colt, a donkey, whichever you want to call it. And he had begin to tell him, look, man, I will knock you down and show you that you're not bigger than me. Oh, God, you're going about this the wrong way, just like these men. Oh, God, see, oh, God, you can't understand. You reap what you sow. God, that's why he got over in Galatians and said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. Oh, Jesus, you cannot sit and tell me that there are some times in your life where nothing has ever happened to you wrong for the wrong that you've done. You may not get back the same thing that you did to somebody, but you definitely would get back something that you did, oh God, because you did do it to somebody. Oh, Jesus, oh, God said, yes, I pardon the sin, but the transgression, oh, God, is before me too. Yes, Lord. So you got to learn how to repent, not just repent for doing a thing, but you have to repent from that thing, my God. So, oh God, Paul was trying to let them know, look, I'm with y'all. I've been praying, I've been staying, I've been fasting, I've been before the Lord, I've been in the hinder part of the ship. Oh God, I've been cast down, I've been put down. Oh God, I've been in a place where there's nobody but me and God. I've been seeking God continually, praying God. Lord, I pray that you pray, that you bless our safety. I pray that you bless us to get to where we got to be. I pray that you change the hearts and minds of these men. I pray that you do something different for our soul, because God, we're in a place where we can all drown out here. Good God, today. And God said, well, I'm going to spare your life, but if they don't
understand what you're doing, if they don't understand what I'm saying to you or through you, my God, then you all would die. Jesus, but he said, no, I tell you what, I'm not going to let you die because I got another charge for you to keep and a mandate over your life. Oh, God, and see, when you got storms that rage on every side, oh, God, we're pressed and perplexed and displeased on every side. When we're discomforted in our minds about rage, about fear, about tears, about enemies that we have, the Bible said the man was trying to just gather some wood, oh God, just to put on the rest of the fire so they can all stay warm. But viper jumped out, a snake jumped out, a deceiver jumped out, a manipulator jumped out, oh God, and tried to kill him, which caused other men, or barbarous men who really don't care about life like that, oh God, to wonder about the man. Well, if he didn't die at sea, then that means he's going to die right now. Oh, that means surely, oh God, the vengeance of God is on the man for what he's done. Well, what did he do? Oh, God, just because he did something crazy in his life does not mean God had counted him out. Notice what he said in Jeremiah. He said, though you were an outcast, oh, God, Jesus, he was an outcast to somebody who looked upon his life and said he will never be this or he'll never be that. He won't ever walk upright before the Lord and do what he's supposed to do. He's just hard-headed, just disobedient. She just ain't going to act right. Look at her little fast tail. She out in the street all time of night, all up and down over these boys' house. She don't want to act right. Look at she, but you don't even know what happened to the girl. Somebody may have took her innocence when she was a child, caused her to be promiscuous, caused her to be, oh God, she's something that she didn't supposed to be out there. Good God, so because she was looking for love in all the wrong places. She didn't have the hope. She didn't have the strength. She didn't have the ability, the capability, the inability, the ability to be loved by somebody who took something from her. Oh, Jesus, maybe he was a young man who was trying to do the right thing, but he never did have a chance to defend his innocence because some man, was nasty and wanted to rape the boy, wanted to molest the boy, to fondle the boy. You don't know what was going on in his life. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to cause him to turn in the past of his life, but God said, it doesn't matter. I'm securing them, my God. I'm securing you. I'm taking you from naught to have. I'm taking you from lack to plenty. I'm taking you, from being lost, lonely, and alone to being restored and to being renewed, to being healed. My God, there are some things in life that we've taken a many wrong turns or many hard turns in our life. Oh, God, but he know what the way that we take it. He know that when we go through what we're going through, that we shall come forth as pure gold, as Job said. Yes, I'm waiting for my appointed time. It doesn't matter how the devil has tried to dupe me or make me feel inferior, or God, or be trying to be superior over me. God is my help. God is my key. God is my portion. God is my light. God is my watch. God is my strength. And David said it so very, he's my very present help in the time of trouble. Yes, he's my restorer, my redeemer. He is the one I believe in my life to be in his hands, because you couldn't take care of me. You couldn't handle me. Oh, God, mama, what were you when I needed you? Daddy, what were you at when I was growing up? Yeah, God, you just walked away and looked the other way. You wanted to be pessimistic when I needed you to be optimistic for my life. Oh, God, I never had that woman. I never had that man to come in and show me how it was to be a man or how it was to be a real woman. And, oh, God, just because they had things going on in their life, it was too strenuous for them to try to show me what it was to be a man, what it was to be a woman. Yes, you've had many of, oh God, enemies in your life. My God, so the biggest one that you have to deal with now is the enemy of pride. It's the enemy of deception, huh? It's the enemy, oh God, Jesus, oh God, of inferiority to the world, my God. But God said, I'm trying to show you who it is that you are in me and who I am in you, my God. So if you would just get somewhere and be still and see and know that I am God. I know you are the, you were the outcast, but I'm bringing and rearing you in. Well, why do I say it like that? Well, if you go back over to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, look at what he told you in the very 10th verse. God help me, Jesus. He said, for thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good words towards you and causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Oh, God, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected
in, my God. They shall call upon me, and what's going to happen? And you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Oh, God, so you got to understand, after Paul prayed, the man, he wanted to find out what was going on with the man. He prayed, laid hands on the man. The man, he got healed, my God. So God restored a power unto Paul and let him know, even you can do what Jesus had done. That's why Jesus said it so very well. He talked to his disciples. No, Paul was not a disciple. No, Paul was not an apostle at the time, but the word carried on through the line, the lineage or the generation of the disciples and apostles. He simply told them, he said, I got to go, my God, but when I go, I'm going to leave you a comforter. I'm going to leave you some power, thank you, God. I'm going to leave you some joy. I'm going to leave you some, oh, God, discipline. I'm going to leave you some boldness, my God. Jesus, he said, oh, God, yes, I did a great work, but these works and greater works than these shall you do as well. So Paul, he took on what God or what Jesus had told him. Oh, God, after he had read the scrolls for himself, he said, he told y'all this. Well, I say, God, let me do the same thing. So God has restored a power to him, just like he's restoring to us. He's letting us know that we're not lost without any hope. We're not lost without any cause. We're not lost without any ability. The reason why we lack is because we're lazy. Oh, God, I said we. I didn't say myself. Did I just say to y'all? I said we have become lazy. We have become, the Bible says, sottish, become stupid in our own ways. We've stuck on stupid. You know, I got it all together, and I don't need to read the Bible no more. I know a few scriptures. I know what the Lord said. The Lord in my 70 said, now I said, now I won't. And he making me to lie down in the green pasture. Well, baby, a lot of us learned that when we were 5 years old. So what you talking about? Jesus, so do you know what you're saying when you say what you say? Oh, God, do you mean what you say when you say what you say? Is it marked in your life? Is it marked in your mind? Is it, oh, God, a part of your life? Have you been able to walk out the word the way God told you to do it? Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you should know that if God be for you, who could be against you? That's beautiful. Yes, you should know that all things work together for the good to them who love God and are called according to his purpose. Yes, you ought to know these things. But if you know these things, then that means you have become intimate with these things. Because to know something is to be intimate with it. That means you've experienced on a level that nobody else has experienced with you or for you. My God. Oh, God, help me. Yes, Lord. And we've come to a time in our life. But we want many people to pray for us or praise God for us. No, baby, it's good that you pray for me, but I'd rather you pray with me, because either what, two or three are gathered in his name, there shall he be what? In the midst, my God. So if you're there in the midst with God, and we're praying together, oh God, entreating God together, it's something about the unity of a threefold cord that is not easily broken, my God. Jesus, we call down the power of the Holy Ghost, and the power of the Holy Ghost raises up in us as we begin to pray up and praise up, as we begin to thank God and worship the praise up. Yes, God, the standard is there. Oh, God, so we fight against the enemy. We break the bounds and the bonds and the bands of the enemy. We break and destroy the fetters and the chains of the enemy. Yes, God, the enemies of drought, the enemies of lack, the enemies of poverty, the enemies of shame, the enemies of abuse, the enemies of being lied to, the enemies of being lied on, the enemies of the Lamokadia, Shalahosia, of rape. Yes, God, the enemies, Makadia, of the Lamosia, thank you, Jesus. The enemies, oh God, Jesus, of cancer, the enemies of tuberculosis, the enemies of low blood pressure, the enemies of, oh God, high blood pressure, the enemies, my God, Jesus, of all sicknesses and ailments and, oh God, in diseases of the mind. But God sends a comforter. He said, I'm restoring you all. I'm healing you. I'm getting ready to set you in a place of such fervor intensity. See, the viper jumped out the fire to kill Paul. So you got enemies that attack you at your job. You got enemies that attack you while you're working. You got enemies that attack you, oh God, in your home. You got enemies that attack you. Vipers attack you all in the church. Oh, God, help me today. You got enemies that attack you from your children. Enemies that attack you from your spouse. Enemies that attack you while you're in the street. Enemies that attack you that afflict you. Oh, God, from the doctor's office. Yes, God, from just a simple visit. You got enemies everywhere. My God, you got vipers that are all over. Thank you, Jesus. But if you stand for God,
Jesus, if you begin to shake the devil off, that's why, you know, I don't understand. It's just me. I know. But everybody praise God a different way. That's a beautiful thing. But as for me in my house, we're going to praise God. Thank you, Jesus, the way God told us to praise God. Thank you, Lord. I don't mind doing a quick dance every 19. I don't mind shouting every 19. You understand what I'm saying? I don't mind picking up my feet for Jesus. I don't mind, thank you, God, Jesus, clapping my hands and throwing my hands in the air and giving God the glory and the praise that do his name. See, sometimes you have to shake yourself loose from situations, from problems, from issues, from people who don't know God mean you no good. My God, they young, honey. But you have to go another way. You have to bind the devil and rebuke the enemy of the flesh. Yes, Lord. You got to learn how to come against the enemy on every attack that he comes to try to bring at you. Yes, Lord. You got to learn how to stand in the midst of all adversity, in the midst of all trial and situation. You got to learn. My God, I'm sorry. We have to learn how to stand. Oh, God, when all types of, oh, God, storms are rocking and reeling in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we have to learn how to move. Why God say move, and oh God, stand and shout the devil out when he's jumping in our face or jumping all around us. We got to learn how to shout the devil down. Yes, God, I don't have a problem anywhere, and in the house. If somebody can see me in the grocery store, see me at the library, I'm going to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have time to be wondering about somebody that told me some bad news about something that God, oh God, that already told me that was doing old unto me, and the devil going to try to stop it. The devil is a liar. I got to be like Daniel. Got to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of God. Yes, Lord. I got to always, oh God, come up. Oh God, on the come up. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't got time for this dumb down to no bad. I got too much to stand for. Thank you, God. Hell, Jesus, if I don't stand for anything, I fall for everything. My God, today, Jesus. So God said, just hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Not to be with me. There's a righteous place that I want you to be in. There's a righteous healing that I have for you. Oh, God, you got to learn. Thank you, Jesus. When the viper try to bite you, you got to be able to shake the devil off. Thank you, God. You got to not take fear as your, oh, God, as your founding place. You got to learn how to make God the Jehovah of your life. Thank you, God. I got to call him my Jehovah Rapha. I got to call him my Jehovah Nisi. I got to let him know, yes, God, Lord, you are my healer. You are my deliverer. You are my peace. You are my Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides for me. You are my Jehovah. Yes, God. You are my Jehovah Zavos. You are my Behosia, my Jehovah Rofiki. You are my Delohosia, my Jehovah. Thank you, God, who's alone, whose presence and whose peaceable presence is with me at all times. See, you got to call in peace. You got to know what God is, the peace of your heart, the peace of your mind. He is the strength of your life. You got to know. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I can't just think about this stuff. I got to rehearse it in my mind. I got to make it a part of me and make myself a part of it. I got to give myself to discipline. I have to rend myself from the troubles and torments of the world. I got to tell myself, I got to tell my situation, look, you, oh God, you better calm down. You better act right. See, that's why Jesus got up out the boat. He looked at them and said, what? He said, look, peace be still. Oh God, hold your peace. Calm down. Shut up. Oh God, storm, go on about your business. Good God, I got too much going on in my life to be stuck in a place where I'm going to have a heart attack because I'm so worried about this. I'm going to have a stroke or a seizure because I'm so worried about this, or concerned, or overly concerned about this. I ain't got time for that. Thank you, God. Jesus, I got too much to live. I got gray hair everywhere. Why? Because, oh God, I'm just so weary. My back is hurt because I'm so weary. My stomach got full of ulcers because I'm so weary. I done gained so much weight because, oh God, nobody loved me no more, so I'm so weary. My God, I done went into a state of depression, so now I'm so weary. My God, I'm so depressed because I'm oppressed by the oppressor. But the devil is a lie. I changed my mind. I changed my walk. I changed my talk. I changed my heart. I changed everything about my situation. I changed my ability. I had to get away from around the in crowd who wasn't talking about nothing. They were still dragging me down, still pulling me down, still trying to stop what God has already blessed me and promised is going to happen in my life. I got to get away from negative people who don't want nothing in life. Jesus, how you going to say one thing positive, but another part of your mouth, you're saying something negative? God said, you're a hypocrite. Get away from me. I ain't got time for that. Thank you, God. I'm trying to get up so I can get out, so I can get in with God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. And I feel good in my soul. I feel good in my spirit to know that God is bringing all things to an end in our lives from all the negative stuff the devil has been trying to do. So God is saying, stand up, hold on, and press on, because now it's time to go on. Yes, Lord. So I pray that this message, this thing, this series has helped you some kind of way. And I pray that you are encouraged, and I pray that you know that every day with Jesus gets sweeter than the day before. I pray that you all pray my strength of the Lord as I pray for you. God bless you. I love you. And I pray that you be encouraged until we speak next time. God bless. Bye-bye.